when we were hanging out in Nevada City, we had a lot of conflicts with the local police. We, of course, thought we're young and innocent and sweet kids, and they just looked at us as being kind of the dregs of the street and getting in the way of the tourists and hanging out in front of the businesses. And so it was always this tension between the businesses and the police and the kids in Nevada City. And I had this one foe, Officer Harrison, and he was just a grumpy guy, and he just did not like the kids one bit. And I used to have these half-inch spikes in my combat boots that I had twisted into the eyelets and laced up my boots around the spikes. And then I had this spiked bracelet and a spiked necklace. And he came up to a girlfriend of mine and myself and said, "I'm sorry, but ladies, this jewelry is illegal. This is a deadly weapon, and I'm going to have to confiscate these." And I said, "I really don't think so. This is jewelry. It's our self-expression. There's no way this can be right." He said, no, I have a mandate from the district attorney of Nevada County, and I'm going to have to confiscate this stuff or arrest you and take you in." So my friend handed over her bracelet, and I said, "No way, you're not taking this stuff. Go ahead, arrest me and take me in." So he handcuffed me, put me in the back of the cruiser, and took me over to City Hall, which was, of course, only a block away. And never read me my rights. I wasn't really arrested. He was just making a big show of it. And when they were there, they confiscated my spikes and put them all in the evidence bags and said, "Okay, you'll be hearing from us," and kind of let me go. So I called up Mom. Thanks, Mom. And told her what had happened, and she was outraged just as I was. And so we went to the chief of police, and we wanted to ask him, "Is it true? Are these illegal? Show me the letter of the law, or show me this mandate from the district attorney." And in the meantime, we'd also called the district attorney, and he said, "Oh, I don't know anything about this. It's ridiculous." So we went to the chief of police and said, "You know, this is what we found. Your officer can't prove that there's anything illegal going on. We were just hanging out. We weren't threatening anybody. We're just nice, innocent 16-year-old girls. And you guys are all full of it. Give me my jewelry back and let me get out of here." And so they tried to sit me down and seriously tell me that I should be careful and not to threaten people and not to wear this stuff. But here you go. Here's your stuff back. And so we're kind of sorry. And get out of here, kid, and don't cause us any more trouble. But I am a troublemaker. So we took a series of police harassment complaints to the city council, and ended up being kind of a big deal with bringing all these issues out in front of the city council, and then trying to mediate between the business association, the Chamber of Commerce, and the police and the kids that were hanging out. And ultimately, the chief of police resigned, and it could be coincidental, but I think it had a lot to do with the pressure that he was under, because it's bad publicity either way you look at it. And a lot of the kids became really savvy, and we were on broadcasted town hall events, and the kids got up at the city council meetings and really made a stand for, "This is our self-expression, this is our town, we're from here, you can't chase us off." And, you know, I think the kids look beautiful in Nevada City, and I think they're part of the attraction to a certain age, maybe. So that was how I became politicized with the local politics. Shortly thereafter, maybe it was a year or two after that, the city council proposed this anti-loitering ordinance in Nevada City, again, a way to sweep the kids off the streets. And myself and some of my friends in Nevada City, multi-generational friends, said this isn't right, and we put together a referendum against the ordinance. We won the referendum. So it was a lot of signature collecting and petitioning, and we had some sit-ins in Nevada City on Broad Street, just sitting on the sidewalks to prove a point. I had a long purple mohawk and a lot of piercings and a vest that was all had studs and metal in it and stuff. And we spoke to the city council when they were talking about the ordinance, and the mayor said, "Well, the citizens of Nevada City can get up and speak on this issue, but I assure you that the city council has made up their minds." And I was furious, and I decided to run for city council myself so I could show him. And I was 19 at the time. That was 98, I think. Must have been, yeah. And I created a political platform. I tried to learn a lot about the issues. It wasn't just a publicity stunt. I was really interested in what was going on in town and put together campaign literature and had a campaign manager. I learned a lot how to deal with the media. The story got picked up by the Union, of course, and then the Sacramento News and Review and the B and the AP and Democracy Now! Called up and interviewed me right before the election. And I didn't win the election, but I think there were 5 people running for 2 seats and I came in 3rd. So it was all pretty close for a small town. And I did beat the mayor. So I think it was very successful for me and a lot of fun.